This is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of October 14th and News on the Edge. So it's a little bit of a somber news on the edge. Obviously, our area is dealing with an unprecedented back-to-back hurricanes, and really we're in this recovery phase, and it's three pieces to that. There's the physical recovery, the financial recovery, and the emotional recovery. A couple of the events that are still proceeding as planned for the Edge District is the Mezzo Market on October 26th. So that's over 100 small businesses are going to be set up from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. So it's just really, in my mind, it's about helping heal the community, both emotionally and financially, is bringing our small businesses together and letting people enjoy what should be great weather that weekend. So again, Mezzo Market is along Baum Avenue, over 100 small businesses involved. Check out the brick and mortars that will all be open that day. And then the Sunday, October 27th, from noon to 5 p.m., Halloween on Central is just going to give a day for the community to recuperate and have fun and let the kids be kids and adults feel like kids again. So that's all the way down Central Avenue. Grand Central and Edge District get together for that. Helps raise money for the community, lets businesses really show their best and have a great time that day. From MLK all the way to 31st Street, Central Avenue. And then we also have Tropicana Field is providing all their parking for free. And Sunrunner is free that day to come to that event. Some new businesses in the Edge that are open now, Floyd's 99 Barbershop and Cafe Copa, which is doing breakfast and lunches there next to the Classic Copa. So check those businesses out. Kind of a hard time to open right during hurricanes, but they're there and they're ready to serve the community. Some other businesses coming soon. Bar Mezzo by the Intermezzo Group, and that's going to be right there on the roundabout on Central Avenue. Sweet Green Restaurant opening next to Enigma Bar and Lounge very soon. Pure Green Acai Bowls in the former spot for Cecilia's Suites. Sparrow Rooftop Restaurant and Bar at Moxie. We expect them not too far away being open, so you can get a bird's eye view of the Edge District. Really, really excited to see that coming forward. Last but not least, coming soon, a public parking garage. So about 600 parking spaces coming to the Edge District. We're going to double the number of spaces available for the community to come and enjoy the Edge. So super excited about that. So many ways to get to the Edge, whether it's Sunrunner, walking, biking, scootering, Ubering, however you want to get here, please come here and support our local businesses. A few shout outs. All the community volunteers that came to help Sans Market, they unfortunately had part of their roof topping ripped off and a lot of their inventory got just damaged and the whole store was really tore up. The community came out and helped them put that store back together. So thank you to all those people that volunteered and came to help Sans Market. The Fergs team, Mark Ferguson and his family, they have a massive generator. So they were able to keep most of the business running throughout the weekend. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday provided a much needed rest and relaxation place for patrons and workers all over the area to come and just have an eat and a drink with the family and maybe watch their favorite team play. The Bucks also gave us some joy with a big division win against the Saints. So again, thank you to Mark Ferguson and his family and team for doing everything they could to keep that business open and give the community something to be cheerful about. Also a shout out to the city and utility workers who have literally been working around the clock tirelessly to get all of our services restored. I'm hearing every day more electricity back, more water back, everything. So thank you to those city and utility workers. And then all the small business owners that helped each other. You know, I watched, they gave out free food. They opened their doors for AC relief and phone charging and just so much more. Everybody helped everybody else. And that was really great to see. The boil water notice has been lifted. So all of our restaurants and bars, that was really difficult for a lot of them. And some of them couldn't even open because of that, because they use scratch cooking and things like that. So please go out, have a well-deserved meal, sit down, quick service, takeout, delivery, whatever it is. We've got 35 places to eat or drink in the Edge District. So come here and do that, enjoy that. Free 2 hour parking along Central Avenue, First Avenue, side streets, and then after 9 o'clock at night, you can park a little bit longer. If you want to do paid parking during the day, etc., Tropicana has Park Mobile, other lots in the district. So come enjoy our district. We are getting back on our feet quickly. And then obviously shopping. Shop small, shop for the holidays, shop for the community. Our local businesses are really the backbone of St. Pete's economy. Backbone of jobs, vibe, identity. They are St. Pete. So please, please, if you have the ability to do that. If you need resources, there are so many different resources the city is helping put together for those that were impacted by this storm. And please go to the City of St. Pete's website. They've got a recovery page that's got everything. This has been Roger Curlin with the Edge District. Take care. And as we build St. Pete back, thank you so much.